What is Van? Van Dark episode number 1. Today is the 26th of February 2021, and I'm your host, Ellen. Thanks for joining us. Let's get right to the topic of today's episode. There is no solution to this problem, which is why many people are happy to live in a vehicle and without a house. Here I have listed 10 of the worst things about life in van, and I'm sure there are many more, but these are listed here. If you venture into one of the countless vehicles that are considered a camper van these days, it looks like an ordinary van. For many it is the dream to explore the world in a van on the open road. There are camouflage campers and transporters, which are usually homemade, but combined with the normal panel van, which is either as good as it is from the outside, or better than someone who lives inside. Here is an example of a truck that has been converted into a stealth vehicle to give you an idea. If you plan to use it in the city within sight, this is a good choice as they are used everywhere for different purposes. The cutaway van chassis is a full-size van developed by the manufacturer for use in the second stage. This unit has a van front, but the cabin is extended beyond what is called the cutaway terminology. Depending on the type of transporter, there may be two different types of trucks, cube transporters and trucks. Cube transporters are usually slightly larger than a forage wagon in the rear and are used for transport and delivery. They have a very rectangular shape and definitely no passenger windows. Trucks usually have round features such as a front door, a rear door and a passenger door. In the United States, for example, the word van can also refer to a van, a trailer in the form of a trailer used to transport goods. In this case, there are dry wagons used for the transport of most goods and refrigerated wagons used in refrigerated goods such as feed wagons. Another type of van that is specific to North America is the step-in van, which is so called because you can easily get in and out. Finally, the term van can sometimes be interchangeably used with what is known in the US as travel trailer. A camper is a passenger car that normally has a window in the rear, and it is a van that has been converted into a camper in neighborhoods but still has the look of a normal van. A camouflage camper is another van that has been converted into a camper and still has the look of a normal van. A van can be converted into a house on wheels, but conversion vans are usually more expensive, and there are usually fewer conversion vans on the market compared to trucks. Van conversions are so expensive because most people choose to buy a used van and convert it to make it livable. A van can be set up by the manufacturer of the car and sold as a freight car, camper or even as a van with trailer on it. You can also buy one that has all these devices pre-installed, for example in the form of a truck, trailer, truck loading area or trailer. Check out the grids below to find some of the best van life gear the van life community has tested. Read all you need to know about living in a vehicle if you think it is as easy to camp in your van as to say no to the above and not to be in a mobile for the rest of your life. This video is about a camouflage camper who focuses more on life in the city and uses your van to camp everywhere. This video focuses on working in a small van and the opportunity to work to hide in public. Here's a story of someone who turned a Chevy Uplander into a stealth bus by giving us a look at the interior and a few tips and tricks. Life in a normal van can get stuffy pretty quickly, but that doesn't change with a camouflage van. Fortunately, there are many campers and companies that want to offer the van at a fraction of the cost. These vans are much more comfortable, attentive, and also much easier to park. At Vanarama we have some amazing deals starting at around PS 130 PM, and at Off-Grid Adventure Vans they aim to produce a range of vans for less than PS 10,000. We know that this may not seem affordable to most of you, but these vans are so much more affordable than a normal panel van that you will have to give up some of the comfort and convenience that you would normally have in a normal panel van. These five companies show you can do a van conversion that includes everything from a full-fledged campsite to a camping experience, all for less than the cost of a standard camaraderie bus.
Episode 1 has come to an end. We hope you enjoyed it. If you did, please like and subscribe. My name is Ellen Ellis. Adios.